The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. Guess what? It's
what?
Not on Earwolf, but guess what? It's the same.
It's, guys, it is the same. Except in the ways in which it's different, it's very much the same. But you, our listeners, should know that for you, it's mostly the same.
Yeah, I want to say that for you, it's mostly the same. And I want to say that there might be some changes, but we think, and thank you to all of you who filled out the survey, we think they will be fun and good changes that you will find fun and good.
If you don't know what we're talking about right now, that's fine. We were on the Earwolf Network. We are now independent. This is our first independent episode, but it's most of the same where we say things like that one's Jess McKenna.
And that one's Zach Reno.
And that one's Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Different thing. That's actually all of the people that that are here for this one.
But different thing. We don't think that's always going to be the case.
That's temporary.
Let me just sort of like set a mood for you. Let me give you a little mise en scène.
You described what February was going to be, or January was going to be, in a way that I really liked. And please do that again.
So listen, it was the end of the year. We're closing out our time at Earwolf.
Okay, Scott, let me just, sorry, I'm going to pour everyone a small
Prosecco.
A hot Prosecco.
Yeah,
I'm drinking a hot Prosecco.
Okay, and let me pass you over it's a beautiful crostini with a white bean hummus on it and some fresh pea shoots in a light vinaigrette. So that's just going to be...
It's just a little app.
It's a little app. So I just want you to know that we honestly need the time to recharge and get our ducks in a row so that we can really launch in February the full independent plan. In February,
the ducks are going to be flying such a row.
Quacking. And that's when we're really going to launch the full independent off-book experience. So what do you have in the meantime? What you have is a little appetizer. It's, hey, your friends are still here. Hey, we didn't miss a week. But these are a little casual. We're going to like relax a little bit.
We're gonna chill. It's the beginning of 2021. It's been a weird start, but there's nowhere to go but up.
Yes.
And this is going to be, this is just our time to sort of like chill with you. We're going to talk to you about what we have in store, what the plan is going forward. We're going to talk about that in this episode.
So we're going to do that in this episode. Next episode, spoiler right now, I'm going to reveal that next episode, we'd love to do a mailbag episode, which will still have music in it. I mean, are you saying, wait, does that mean there's not going to be music? Of course, there's still going to be music.
There's going to be music in this one. You already hear what Scott's doing.
That's music, baby.
That's jazz.
And then the week after that, we don't know yet, because this is chill and relaxed.
But let us just give you the... Ooh, sorry. Can I have another Prosecco? I drank my hot... Do you actually have any cold Prosecco?
Yeah,
the hot Prosecco was bad.
I thought you maybe misheard me and thought it was sake. And I was like, absolutely heat that
up.
Do
we have sake?
No, I don't. Okay. Here's what I have.
Mm-hmm.
I have Prosecco and also champagne. And I got sparkling wine. And you say... Wait, aren't those the same?
Wait, was the same.
Oh no, they are not, sir. Although they both have those effervescent bubbles. If you call Why Not from Champagne, you'll be in trouble.
I've heard it's only champagne if it's from the Champagne region of France. It's only champagne if it's from the Champagne region of France. Otherwise, it's just a white sparkling wine, and I'm still inclined to give it a chance. But it's only champagne if it's from the Champagne region of France.
That's right. You can have cava from Spain.
Spain.
But that is not champagne.
It's not the same.
Prosecco, oh, whoa, from Italia. Oh, no, not champagne, so.
Bueno.
You can have sparkling wine from all the other places that make wine.
Like Greece and India, and I assume many other places.
Like where we live, but
it's only champagne if it's from the Champagne region of France. It's only champagne if it's from the Champagne region of France. Like, if a bunch of ants made a sparkling white wine, that'd be a sparkling white wine made by ants. But it would not be champagne unless those ants were in the Champagne region of France.
And I might be a sommelier if you've heard of me. I think the same thing goes for wines from Burgundy.
And also port.
Has to be made on a port, an actual port. And scotch has to be from Scotland.
And whiskey has to be whisked by an iron whisk.
Well, listen, that was just a little bit of fun.
We're just having fun in dry January, and we're not drinking right now, but if you are,
cheers.
We understand.
And we say cheers to
you. But we say cheers to you. We say prosit. In Germany, we say Sláinte, we say Kumpai, we say all.
Wow, good ones.
Thanks. You know what else is good ones? Our many, many listeners, the Sleepy Babies, we love you so much. We mentioned that survey that we took to ask you about when we do launch our. We're going independent, right? What does that mean? That means we're not as reliant on advertising sales to bring the show to you. What else does that mean? We are more reliant on you. Now, we know that it is a weird time for employment. Luckily, we believe that the current model that we're going to launch, there will be 4 episodes a month, just like there are now. They will be free, just like they are now. And those will be supported by the people that can't afford to support the show. Mostly what those people will be doing, and we're going to have bonus content for them, but the main thing that they're doing that we love so much and that we think they should be able to feel really, really good about is you are producing the show. You are making the show possible. You are directly
Here's what you're doing. You're keeping the lights on. You're keeping Scott's fingies moving.
You got gloves for Scott for when it gets cold and we make him play in the snow.
You're keeping us investigating the many, many ways that we have to use many, many open source internet things to make this show happen. You're keeping the software running. You're keeping
the power on the power strip.
You're keeping my little mic cord from when it got really weird and we didn't understand why, and I actually just needed
to get
a new mic cord
because the mic cord got so weird, you guys.
So you are fundamentally making the show happen. That's what we know you are able to do if you're able to do. And if you're not, we think, hello, here's free 4 episodes. And we love you. And we love all of you. And
we love all of you. I'm going to get a little granular now.
That didn't make any sense. But I did say it.
That we love all of you.
Well,
and
that
we love
part
all
made
you?
Sense. But the whole sort of like circuitous part before. But you know what?
This is just.
It's chill. I know. I'm going to have a Christini.
This is just a lounge party. Just a chill party. We're just chilling. How is that, by the way?
It's great.
I was waiting for you to take a bite, which is rude as you're the host.
Yeah.
But
you gotta
keep your head on a swivel. You don't want to get poisoned at an appetizer party.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah. We got some more information coming up, but first, let's talk about poison. Let's talk about deceit. Let's talk about the sneaky people trying to put poison in the things that you eat. If you were king, then you would have a taster to make sure all of your food was safe. But if you don't have a taster, here's a couple things that you should know before you put food in your face.
Okay, sniff it. Sniff it, number one. You gotta get your nose done to get the job done. Sniff it so your nose is right above the food, but don't touch it with your nose, because that would be rude.
Number two, I'm asking you, is your food covered in a suspicious green goo? Green goo, that's a big old no. You gotta give that food and its plate a throw.
Because number three.
Okay.
I got to say, did you just see a certain play? And were you sitting in the theater? Were you sitting in that place? Did you just see arsenic and old lace? And
did your dad die recently? And your mom got married to his brother, you see? And is he plotting revenge? And are there people in the room who are not your friend?
Now, are they doing an elaborate ploy? Because they don't want you to have your money, oh boy. They want to get around. And so, arsenic, no. You might have a little dip and, oh no. Now you have been arsenic and old laced.
Slash, almost, reversed, Hamlet.
Yes.
That's not the point. We don't give a damn how not to get poison. We're saying how not to get poison. You don't even need a roison.
Don't need a roison.
It's how not to get poison. Flip side. If you're wondering if you want to kill the king, here's how to get away with the poisoning. Step one, poison have no sense, then it can't be tracked back to you. Know what I meant?
Number two, here's what you need to do. Don't get the kind of poison that is green goo.
That's right, get a poison that's clear. A poison no one sees when the poison is near.
Now three, and also finally, you wanna make sure they've never seen a play, you see.
Slash, don't produce a play with the way that you're going to do the poisoning.
And just to be sure, to remove any doubt, you should never ever go and watch Knives Out. I don't remember if there was poison in that, but I really liked that film.
It's great, that's poison! How to get away with poison!
Now this time, you should have a good poison!
You should have a good poison if you're gonna try and get away with poison! Now, one of the changes, one of the new things, if you were like, that poison song is a jam, but I don't want to listen to all of the talk about leading up to the poison song. Guess what, subscribers? We're going to provide MP3 downloads to the songs that we do here, or at least some of them.
Yeah, listen, you guys might think that we don't know what's up, but guess what? We do know what's up. And when we get to an Evan-Diven episode, we usually agree with you and we know what the bangers are. So if you...
We're not? Are we going to cut all of them?
No. Do we think that all of the songs we make are equally good?
No.
We do not. And so we...
Do we love them equally?
No.
No.
Some of them are bad and they're just moving the plot. But listen, guys...
This is normally sort of our commentary that we would be reserving for the paid tier, but right now you're getting, listen,
you're getting
this is January. This is January. We're in the lounge. We're in the lounge. It's called Lounge January.
It's Lounge January and welcome. We hope you're in your most comfy lounge wear as you listen to this.
We hope you're in Mack Weldon sweatpants or not, because honestly, come back, Mack. Come back and sponsor us. Will we have ads in the new show? Probably. That's how we keep the show free, partly. We just don't depend on
it. We just don't depend
on
it.
We're not a slave to Mack Weldon and its good, good fabrics.
Because I don't know, maybe you notice, hey, how come there are no more ads on Off Book? And how come they're not sung? Well, because they weren't paying for that anymore.
Well, because Earwolf, love Earwolf, did in fact stop selling ads.
So that became a problem for how to keep the mic cords good and the and everything good, because we weren't getting the same amount of revenue.
I
so
don't
what
know
Zach
if you remember
means...
that Jess's mic cord was bad and we had to get a new one, and Earwolf did actually stop selling ads.
So what we want in the future is to not have the way that we feel in good confidence we can keep doing off book, that we can pay guests, pay Scott more, that all of that doesn't need to be reliant on, no ads for months. That now we can have the autonomy to move forward and make the show as we want and respect the time and energy and talents of the people we know and love and work with. So that's why those of you who can support us on our future February journey, we love and you are doing something so valuable to help Off Book continue and grow. And for those of you who that's just not the reality, we know and understand and we love you. Totally and you understand. Got four free apps, my guys and you girls got, and friends.
You got four free apps, my friends. You said something about respecting all the people that make the show, and we do. And this is going to help us respect them with American respect, which means money. We'll be able to respectfully pay them money, pay the guests money to do the things they do. Because isn't that the real American dream? And that's how do you show someone you love them in America?
Oh, some places you say thank you, and some places if your love is true, you might give a hug, a handshake, or a gift basket. But if you ask it, what is it worth? And they'll say, I only want money in America. I only want money, thank you. I only want that dough. I only want them bills. That's what I want for me.
Okay, pause. Scott, this is a song with a pause in it where we pause in it. Now, obviously, we know that not all of you can support the song with money.
And obviously, I know that singing literally anything about America right now feels impossible.
It's so loaded and actually impossible.
And actually made my skin catch on fire.
I saw your face as we started doing this. I was like, how do I do this song in a safe way? Because here's the point. What we want to do is, right, we want to value people's time. We want to value your time. We want to value people when we ask them to do work for the show. We want those people when they show up early morning, not working for free because we value their time. And in America, you get what you deserve. Ooh, that felt incredibly loaded. This is a hard time to sing the word America.
And maybe we just cut this song.
Okay, so maybe we're done with this song now. And that's fine. But you know what we're trying to say. What we're trying to say here is that we've had so many people that have done so much work for free for us. Or not for free, but we love Scott. Scott's incredible. Earwolf never paid Scott. We paid Scott. And we want to pay Scott what he's worth, which is more. And you're going to be able to help us do that. So thank you in advance for that. And if you can't, that's great. You can always share the show with a friend and do all those things. And we'll get more into that later. But I also wanted to say was that something that y'all asked for. Sure, Scott. Why not? Well, so America, deeply problematic. The end. But this is a lounge space.
This is a lounge space where you say, I cannot believe that I didn't know before now that you could make hummus from things other than chickpeas. And as I say, oh yeah, I mean,
you make a meat hummus?
You can make a meat hummus. You can make a edamame hummus.
Okay.
You can make a white bean hummus. I mean, there's a lot of hummus that you can mess around with.
You make a peas hummus.
A bunch of peas.
Is a potato hummus just mashed potatoes?
Well, I don't know. If you put tahini in...
Oh, tahini.
Oh, my friend tahini. Where'd you come from? Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? My friend tahini.
Man, Cotton Eye Joe is a song that is so burned into certain years of my memory.
Yes. And I feel like there is a choreographed dance, but I never knew it except for that we did the part where we were like kicking. You like kick and hop.
It feels line dance adjacent for sure. I think like the electric slide, you can do it to Cotton Eye Joe. Any line dance, you can do it to Cotton Eye Joe. Now, do we need to do the official dance along lyrics
for
the instructional dance song? Well, for Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh.
I don't know. For Off Book, I don't know what that would be. But I feel like, I guess we can't use Cotton Eye Joe, right? That IP is taken.
I'm just thinking, do you want to just come up with a new dance? Do you want to come up with your own cha-cha slide right now?
Yes, I do. And I want to do it in the vein of Cotton Eye Joe. But it can't be Cotton Eye Joe. It's got to be like Celery Face David.
You know? Okay, and you know that we love building out the wider Off Book universe, and we do want to introduce you to our new friend, Celery Face David. Oh, you know who's coming over? Who's coming over? Who's coming over for supper? Who's coming over for supper? It's Celery Face David. Now, when Celery Face David comes into your house, there's only one thing you can do without a doubt. You gotta shake it to the left and shake it to the right. And then you gotta eat that celery all night.
He's always hungry. He's always outside your door. He's always looking for your refrigerator and he always wants more. So shake it to the left and then shake it to the right. And then chomp, chomp, chomp that celery and then chomp it all night. Celery
Face David.
Celery
Face David. Okay, now, I'm gonna dig way back, oh, so long ago on a certain thing that we did on this show. You gotta dip it in your ranch and dip it in peanut butter. And then you eat them both. Then you eat them both. I don't remember what that was called. Some kind of challenge. Some kind of challenge. But do it with David. Celery
Face David. Dip it in peanut butter. Dip it in ranch.
Celery Face David. Now here's what I meant when I said dip it in the peanut butter. That's a jazz square to the right. And the ranch is a pot puree so tight. So jazz square, jazz square,
pot puree.
Jazz square, jazz square, pot puree.
And now I know what you're thinking. A jazz square has four steps. How do I do that in that allotted time? Are the jazz square steps extremely fast?
Yes!
Yes, they are. They're extremely fast. Now, if you're wondering why there is a phone in the back of this track, well, that's part of the dance. Give your phone a smack. Take out your phone and bash on your phone. Dial random numbers till you hear the number tone.
Because Celery Face David believes in one thing. He always answers his phone after just one ring. But he thinks that he's been saying, oh, more this ain't sublime. I gotta cut down on my screen time. So he smacks his phone, smacks his phone, smacks it away.
He smacks his phone, smacks it away.
He wants better sleep hygiene every day. And so he smacks it away. And an hour before bed.
Celery
Face David. Okay.
Are all the songs that we do the same amount of good? No.
We've already said no.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh! Oh my gosh. That did make me laugh, though.
I had a great time. I mean, I think part of me does actually love them all the same, or at least 90% of them all the same.
Oh, you're so kind to the show. I'm like, that was a freaking turd.
I mean, mostly we're just having fun out there.
You know, I'm always having fun. I'm always having fun. Even if I think that song was a turd, I'm always like, but you know what? On to the next.
We can't be precious about these improvised songs.
I certainly can't.
I don't have the time or the money.
And that goes back to, if you don't have the money, don't worry.
But here's what you're going to get if you don't, or if you do have
the money.
That's
right. We're doing
four free episodes a month, as per usual. Two of those episodes will sound extremely familiar to you because the format is unchanged. Us with a guest and Scott and Brett on guitar and some drummers, hopefully. Maybe we'll get Dana back in there. Maybe we'll get our friend Eric. Who knows? We'll be able to pay all these people to play instruments on this show. So two episodes a month will be that. They'll be the same. Here's the thing we're excited about. One of the new things that you asked for that we were like, yeah, we want to do that. We're going to do an ongoing musical episode month to month. One of the episodes a month will be an ongoing musical.
And we think it'll be
hard
and wild, but we're excited. We're excited for the challenge, and we're excited to give us a little more wiggle room about guest booking as we go independent, that will be a fun reason to do an episode that's just Zach and I, that has like a purpose and a drive behind it. And then obviously as we get going, we might bring in some of our fave ringers to be like, you gotta keep up a la Magic Tavern. You know, you don't have to know everything to pop in, but we're gonna try to make that a just Zach and Jess keeping one musical going over months and months and months.
It will be the world record for the longest improvised musical, and also probably show at some point.
Yeah.
I'm making that promise with no information.
And I would like to put Mr. Guinness on notice, because I'd like a ceremony.
Hey, Mr. Guinness, you better sell her your David, your phone when we call you.
You better answer on the first ring, not smack it away.
We're about to break records, Mr. Guinness. You know the note that we were going to start that one on. How you were going to... Excuse me, Mr. Guinness, won't you pick up your phone? I got a record coming at you and I can't leave it alone.
I need you, Mr. Guinness, to certify, because if you don't, I'll have to ask why. Why did I break this record if it won't be in your book?
Why did I break this record
if it won't be in your book?
If a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to look, then why did I break this record
if it ain't in your book?
I said, excuse me, Mr. Guinness, I've been growing my hair so long. It's the longest anyone has ever grown a hair, as long as there have been people that have sung a song.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Guinness, yo, I just spit them out. But I went the longest with a whole box of hot tamales in my mouth.
And excuse me, Mr. Guinness, I had a mouse on a chair. How long has that mouse been on a chair? As long as a mouse has ever dared.
And excuse me, Mr. Guinness, guess what I did?
What?
I have the record for holding the most Tupperware lids.
But why did I break this record
if it won't be in your book?
Why did I break this record
if it won't be in your book? Why do I do anything if nobody can look?
Why did I break this record if it won't be in your book? I ran more bridges than anyone has ever run.
And I tossed more Legos up and caught them.
And I swallowed more peaches whole than's ever been done.
And I just made fence out of a bunch of Zen symbols from yoga studios.
Do you know how hard that even is?
It was really hard. But why did I
break this record
if it
won't be in your book. Why did I break this record? If it won't be in your book. Why did I spend more time than anyone has ever done? Blowing bubbles in a babbling brook. Why did I break this record? If it won't be in your book.
Oh, Mr. Guinness. Now that one, I will say, that one was pretty good. That one was good.
See, like when we're thinking, when we do the thing and we think, what MP3s are we cutting out? We're probably cutting out Mr. Guinness.
We're probably cutting out Celery Face David just so people can try it to attempt the dance.
Right.
But for a list, we're cutting so
far. For listening, we're cutting out, excuse me, Mr. Guinness.
We'll see if we can beat it.
We'll try to beat it.
We're always trying to beat it, you guys.
Listen, sometimes we do bad and you guys... You come at me on Twitter and Instagram. You say, why did you do so bad? That's not true. No one in our lovely fan base has ever done that. Can you imagine?
I don't know if the listeners know this, but I really don't read comments. I like really try to keep like
a healthy social media diet, I would say, in general.
Thank you so much. I try to keep like a little sphere of protection around that stuff, even though, like Zach said, you guys are the best and we mostly have like incredibly sweet comments. I just would rather like not go there. And
don't worry, I read them all, and I tell just the nice things that you say about her.
Exactly.
And I filter out all the weird stuff.
Exactly,
there's very little weird stuff.
No, people are great, but it's just not worth the one bad one that can't be outweighed by a million nice ones. So I don't really read a ton, and it is always funny when Zach's like, this was like happening on. You know, the Facebook page, or this was happening, or something that happened recently, which I want to say, what a sweet thing that happened is someone posted in the Facebook group a board game from the national parks that my brother commented. Someone was like, oh, we should all pitch in. If we all paid 5 cents, we can get just this game. It was very sweet. And then someone was like, this game I think is better. And then my brother was like, well, I could just get it for her for Christmas and then I could beat her at it, which is very much in line with some playful sibling competitiveness. Scott is shaking his head. He was in my brother's grade at high school. But yes, very, very Tim, very Tim. So he did send me the game for Christmas, and it's awesome.
You were talking about how beautiful
it is. It's really beautiful. It's like incredibly well designed. I love board games like this. So thank you, Sleepy Babies.
People are so hard to shop for. We welcome all gift ideas our siblings and family and
great.
Spouses.
It was great. And it's a beautiful game.
That's a beautiful game and a gift that you got for Jess. Some of the beautiful games and gifts that we are going to give to you, the future subscribers of our show.
Stop.
Yeah.
That was such a good segue.
Hey, thanks, Jess. It was the runaway winner of content in the survey that you asked for was video recordings of the podcast. Well, we love to do videos. Videos are great.
Oh, yeah, that runaway winner. Come back, Brett. You just won the race. Come back so we can give you the medal and you can stand with grace. Come back, stop running. The race is over and through. Come back so we can award the gold and give it to you.
Runaway winner. Runner, runner, runaway. He's a runaway winner. Runner, runner, runaway. We wish he would stay so we could congratulate him in the traditional way, but he's a runaway winner. And he runner, runner, runaway. Oh no! Michael Phelps just got out of the pool and started running in one direction, which is not very cool.
Michael Phelps, you'll slip and fall, and that fall will be bad because you are so tall. Michael Phelps, please come back, stop running.
Now there are some athletes I expect to run if you're not adult. No one was surprised when after he ran one, he kept running, Usain Bolt.
But we were still like, hey, you did it. You don't have to run a mile. You usually run in sprint races, so give us your golden smile.
But he's a runaway winner. He ran a runner, runaway. A runaway winner. He ran a runner, runaway. The runaway winners.
The runner, runner, runaway.
Michael Phelps.
If you're careful, you got slippery feet, you big, long weirdo.
Don't run on the pool deck.
There's signs. There are signs telling you specifically not to run.
You can't run. You can't run.
But you always want to, don't you?
You want to. Phelps is like, listen, I know I'm literally built to be a dolphin in the water.
A big, long weirdo, as I said. You said it in a nicer way.
Well, it's also his shoulders. Now, part of that's from conditioning, but he is like... Like, you would, if you had the runaway winner of video recording,
okay,
you would see the little motion I made with my hand.
And we'll be able to give that to you because we are going to start doing video recordings of this podcast. All of them? Probably not at first. We are figuring it out. Guys, it's January.
You're definitely not getting them in January. I need you to know. But in Feb, you'll probably get like one or two.
And then if it's really easy, maybe more. And if it's hard... Probably one or two.
Yeah, that's right.
But we're figuring it out.
So that will be part of
tier one, which, by the way, we should say we're going to do a $5 tier. We're going to do a $10 tier. And that's it. That's all we're doing.
That's all we're doing. So for the $5 tier, you'll get the cutout MP3s of bangers like Excuse Me, Mr. Guinness.
Correct.
And you'll get video content of one or two episodes a month.
That's great. You're also going to get advanced notification of live date shows when we have those, and advanced notification of digital shows, which we will have.
And also, listen, numbers are still helpful. So even listening to the show, subscribing to the show, and having downloads is still a massive way to help the show. So if $5 and $10 is not something that you can get on board with, you listening to the show and having an auto subscription, honestly, and an auto download is still massively helpful for the show. So we really appreciate that.
Yes, absolutely. Writing reviews is helpful and all of that. Like we said, we are going to still try to sell ads. We're just not going to depend on them as much. The $10 feed will not have ads. If you don't want to listen to ads, they won't be there unless you want them, in which case we'll probably figure out a way because we are almost certainly going to start singing ads again in this new world.
Yes.
To make them fun and to make them good. Yes. But at that $10 tier, we're going to be throwing a lot of fun, random stuff in there. We have had a lot of fun talks about what that content might be, and it's a little bit TBD right now, but it's very exciting. But here's, like, for example, something that we're going to give to everyone to just as sort of like, that beat that we used for forever in the early days of Off Book that we used all of the time, that's a download that you're going to be able to just have. If you want to rap over that, that's our gift to you. We've also done, I guess I'm telling this to Scott right now on the thing, in that period where we were doing a lot of pre-recorded tracks that we then sung over. Maybe we will release some of those to you. If you're like a musical improviser and you want some tracks to record over, maybe those will be our gift to you. But mostly at those higher levels, you'll just be in a more active version of supporting the show. And let us know what you want. That's the stuff that we will try to make as our time permits. Yeah? Sound good? Back to the lounge.
Okay, so here's what's happening now in the lounge.
Okay.
Is we've moved on from the Crescini. And if I could just sort of like... direct your attention over here. What I have here is a small skewer spread.
Okay.
So there's some chicken satay and peanut sauce. And then there's also...
Love that. Oh, bless you.
Pardon me?
Oh, bless you. Oh, bless you again.
I'm sorry. There's a lot of cumin in that and it kind of got up on my nostrils. There's also a little caprese salad skewer, so you can go ahead and dip that in this olive oil and vinegar. And there's a prosciutto and melon skewer.
I'm sorry, can I interrupt you really quick?
Of course.
There's so many delicious things in this room you've bringed. But to stop you from going on and on, there's only one thing in this room that you've brought that I can't get out of my head, And it's that ice one. Can I lick the ice one? I really want to lick the swan made of ice. It looks so cold and so beautiful, so expertly crafted, and I think licking it would be nice.
Well, you've had me caught in my way. You had me stop and think about what you say. Yes, there are delicious things so nice. I didn't think you would just want this carved ice. But if I'm thinking through reasons to say no, that list is rather short, and so, yes, you can lick the ice one, you can lick its wing, you can lick the ice one, it's your favorite.
A sculpture, an artistic centerpiece, forbidden to the tongues of most, but now I'll have a feast. I'll lick the ice one, I'll lick the ice one, I will lick it till its ice one neck is ice gone.
Oh, no.
I will lick it to oblivion.
No.
I will lick it with my obliviton.
No. Sir. Oh, jeez.
You hate it when that happens.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
When a man comes to your fancy party and you think he just wants to lick the ice one a little, but he wants to lick
a lot. He wants to lick until... And, you know, the character that I was playing in that scene, her real issue was not that there was going to be multiple licks, but that she knew that just a necklace body of a swan was going to be really weird to look at.
I think that's a generous amount of issues to have with that man.
Yeah, well... She was like, honestly, that part is kind of done. He's not going to like slobber on anything that people need to eat. All of the cooled seafood items that were below the swan had been eaten. So she was like, I mean, honestly, it's already kind of melting. End of the day, what do I care? I'm glad he asked me.
And that's the sort of insight into our character choices that you're going to get on our premium feed.
There will be a lot. I'll just give you a quick turd report at the end.
We liked these ones. We didn't like this one. Here's why. If you're a student of improv, we're going to break it down for you at least a little bit more than we do here.
Yeah.
Speaking of breaking it down, we're going to do a mailbag episode for our next episode. We're going to get Scott on mic. We'll answer all your questions about both the future of the show and improv and life and off book. And our friend mailperson Stacy is going to get those to us. So you can email them at mailpersonstacy@gmail.com. That's mailpersonstacy@gmail.com.
I'm sorry, one more time. What was that Stacy spelling?
That's mailperson Stacy. Stacy spelled Stacy.
Cool. Three ways to spell that name. You know, you gotta.
I'm gonna get more.
What?
I can think of more ways to spell Stacy. Three.
Are you serious? Okay, man. If you really think you can do it, you think you can do this, you think you're up for the task, You're gonna tell me all the different ways to spell Stacey, even though I didn't ask.
Especially 'cause you didn't ask me. Makes me feel like I got something to prove. So let's start out with ways to spell Stacey. The traditional ways I'll tell you. There is S-T-A-C-Y and S-T-A-C-E-Y and S-T-A-C-I-I-I.
Those are the three that I know.
Now let's get wild. Let's open up our eyes and branch out to the wonderful world below. How about S-T-A-Y-S-E-E?
That spells Stacy.
What about S-T-A-Y-E?
Think that spells Stace.
Then T-C at the end of that last one.
Okay, I think that spells Stacy.
What about S-T-A-Y-C? Like the K-pop girl group.
Stay, see, yes, I see that. Stay, see, and I'm seeing. Stay, see, can be spelled in many different ways.
What about S-T-A-Y-S-E-A?
Stacy, like she's out at St, like they're out. Like they're seeing me say, higher at sea, Stacey. Okay, that spelling works for me, and now you've inspired me.
Can you spell Stacey?
Okay, let me start here. Once or twice, I wanna think about when you see a C in ice. Well, that C isn't making a K, it's making a S.
It's making a s-s-s-s-s.
So C-T. And what about when you're neighbor to me? And that's not an A, it's E-I. And so I'm starting with C-T-E-I. And stay with me, that's just the part that is stay. Stay with me,
that's
C-T-E-I.
Just...
Stay with me.
Does after it have a G-H like in neighbor? Or are you going in a different way? And flavor.
Yes, I'm glad you said that to me. Let's throw in the H after the G, so it's C T E I G H. Stay.
How you gonna do C? Oh, you gotta tell me how you're gonna do the C in Stacey.
Okay, I think I got it. What about psychology?
Okay.
P-S-Y from me gives me another C to C out Stacey. So we're with me. We have C-T-E-I-G-H-P-S-Y.
Stacey in the traditional way. C can never compete with a Stacey that starts with C. And now if you really wanna laugh, my Stacey starts with a pictograph. It's just a big hand saying stop, like you do to a dog that was running a lot. So the hand means stay, and then the letter C. And so hand C means Stacey to me.
Means Stacey to me.
So many ways to spell
Stacey.
So many ways to spell Stacey.
So many ways to spell Stacey.
So many ways to spell. So many ways to spell.
C-T-E-I-G-H-P-S-Y.
Yeah, but the email address is just mailperson@stacy.com. But there are a lot of ways to spell Stacy.
Wow, we really unpacked that.
Oh, man.
Okay,
I feel like
I'm going to
tell you. Regular Weird Al right
I'm
now.
I'm going to
tell
you.
He would do that song.
Woo, woo, woo. Not woo. A turd.
No, woo, woo, woo. Not
that
a turd.
Song was a woo, woo, woo.
We only had one in this one, and it's America, and it's no one's fault but America.
You can only reflect what is there. Okay, great. So
mailbag episode next week. Send us anything. Don't send us anything.
Send us your questions, your thought puzzles, your lateral thinking puzzles, your hypotheticals, your KFMs,
your BFQs. Big freaking questions.
Oh, I was. Do you know what mine was?
No.
What'd
you say?
No, KFM.
No.
Kill Fuck Marys.
Oh yeah, we'll answer a couple of those. We'll answer two of those,
guys. Two Kill Fuck Marys. Please do not make it all KFMs.
So don't do that. But we'll take a couple of those.
And I want you to know that I prefer my KFMs to be a little abstract. Like I would love a pair.
The sound of the ocean, yes. A falling leaf.
Yes. And, the concept of time or something. You know.
Right. Very good.
Oh, yours was our sound. That was good. Okay. So we love you very much. And
we're done now.
We're done now. the lounge part's over because the swan is gone. But what isn't gone is our dedication. If anything, this has given us a sort of renewed sense of dedicating to the show. Your support has meant the world to us and shown us that we're right to keep it going and figure out ways to make it better and stronger and reflect more what you would like and what we would like the show to be. So thank you so much. You've been incredible. Enjoy these three loungy episodes, and we'll keep that information coming for how you can be a part of our February launch in whatever way you can. 4 free episodes, $5 tier, $10 tier. We'll have that official memorable info when it's closer to its launch.
And it might shift a little bit, but those are the broad strokes. That's what's up. All of your support helps us directly make the show, helps us pay Scott what he's worth, helps us get friends like Brett and Dana back making music on the show, more musicians of other kinds to join in, all of the above.
Mic cords, if your mic cord gets weird.
If your mic cord gets weird.
It takes us several episodes to figure out, oh, actually, just the mic cord's weird.
I want to shout out real quick Darren Ficarelli in the Facebook group for all of the wonderful moderating you've done there, and Sean Matthew Leary on the Instagram for all the
gosh.
Wonderful
thank you both
videos
of you.
He's been making, which like
come on.
Are always a surprise to me. Like I don't know that they're happening, and then I show up and I'm a cartoon, and that makes me so happy. Scott, anything you want to say with your notes, with your fingers? Okay, anything else?
That's aww, pretty. That's beautiful.
Yeah, hold on, I'm just gonna give Scott a second to talk. Via. Okay.
Oh.
Well, you know, that's a fair concern.
Yeah.
And we'll address it when we give you a microphone next week. We love you all so much. We're very excited. Sorry if I sound confused. It's because I'm that meme of all the numbers swirling around above me. That's why.
We are excited. Thank you for your support. Enjoy these lounge episodes and come with us as we start a brand new day in February. That's been Zach Reno. That's Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
That's Jess McKenna.
And guess what? We may have ended our time with Earwolf, but we are actually still sponsored and brought to you by Woodbert the Wooden Frog.
You know, I think that this is going to allow us to do like
an
in-depth, maybe like documentary style episode where we unpack what that frog's deal is.
The freedom that we have. One day we will find out what sound the wooden frog makes. Until then, as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if you're flying free as a bird,
then you might be the best sound I've ever heard. Bye.
Bye.